Below the little plain, the water of Nantucket Sound slipped over itself. The gusty wind from the east rippling the surface in an endless, rapid, sparkling, hastening succession of white-capped waves, while the larger waves below them seemed motionless from the air, a geologic mold of ocean water. But, of course, the larger waves were moving too, more slowly. And, obeying a deeper compulsion, the vast, watery volume of the Atlantic Ocean was rising in response to an urgent tide that yearned across the earth, sending a bulge of water dragging after the moon from the old world to the new, carrying it heaving and pulsing along the New England coast, smashing up after last night's storm upon the granite boulders of Penobscot Bay, running up into the tidal flats of the Ipswich River and the clam beds of the town of Essex, stirring the lobster pots of Gloucester and Marblehead, agitating the scum and garbage floating around Tea Wharf in Boston Harbour, pounding on the fisted forearm of Cape Cod, carrying away granules of coloured clay from the cliffs of Gay Head on Martha's Vineyard, washing in white breakers against the shoal that curved northeastward from the body of the island rising below the plain.